right, you ready to rock?
Ready to rock. Ask away, Ryan. What's on your noodle?
First of all, Ronnie Platt of Kansas, new lead singer and keyboardist. Thank you so much for talking with me today. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
So I know your first show with the band was about a year ago, but I got to say congratulations on the gig. How does it feel to be the lead singer and keyboardist of Kansas?
Phenomenal. And I can't believe it's been a year already. It's by far the quickest year of my life. Time flies when you're having fun, right?
Exactly. So September 27th marks your 100th show at the band.
100th show? I mean, where have I played?
Amazing.
I can't believe it's been 100 shows already. It just, what a whirlwind, and how exciting, what a good time, and just great all the way around. But I just can't get over it's been a year already.
I mean, 100 shows is more than some people play in a whole career.
Yeah. And to think, I don't know if you seen the documentary, Kansas documentary?
I have not yet.
Out of Nowhere?
I want to check it out. I haven't yet.
Oh, you have to watch it. I mean, 76, 77, they were doing 270, 280 shows in a year.
It's ridiculous.
Talk about never be. I just want to know how they did their laundry.
I don't think they did. I don't want to know about that, actually. But So how are things different now compared to your first show? What was that first show like?
It was very cold, windy, a little rainy from what I remember. But the difference between now and then is just had a million things going through my mind, you know, that first show. How Manny and I were going to be accepted and, you know, all those pre-show jitters. And the difference now is, boy, we're on autopilot. You know, the band is just clicking so well, and we've just molded together so well. When we go up on stage, there's just a real strong feeling of confidence, and, you know, that it's a confident energy now, whereas a year ago, that first show, it was a nervous energy.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. And you feel like the fans have accepted you and treated you like, you know, a true member of the band?
Absolutely. I can't get over how welcome the Kansas fans have made me feel. You know, I understand, you know, that loyalty to Steve.
Right.
I have that loyalty to Steve. Steve, to me, the one of the greatest rock and roll singers of all time, in my opinion. And gosh, you know, I attribute the development of my voice from listening to Steve and trying to emulate Steve, you know, amongst, you know, my other idols.
Wow, that says a lot. Yeah. Were you
always a
fan of Kansas growing up?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I believe my first album was Mask.
Okay.
So, gosh, all my cover bands, when I started playing, we always played Kansas songs. Every band I was in.
I was going to ask you that. Yeah.
So, you know, I was just, I was a hardcore prog rocker.
Yeah.
Growing up. And all my bands in the 80s, we played the prog rock stuff. We played Kansas, Genesis, Yes. You know, my bands, it's what I've always...
I love it.
It's what I always gravitated to, and also ended up in, by default, a couple times. I was in a band that played all Yes for 3 years.
Really?
talk about some talented guys.
Yeah, I'd say.
Not only the band Yes, but the band Drama that I was in.
Right.
Oh, my God, these guys in that band were just, you know, if you're playing Rick Wakeman and Bill Bruford stuff and Steve Howe, Chris Squire.
Oh, yeah.
If you're doing that stuff and doing it well, boy, you're an exceptional talent.
You would have to be, absolutely. Do you ever feel like you're playing in a cover band with Kansas at all?
Interesting question. You know, because in a way, maybe, because, you know,
Yeah,
wow.
it's
it really brings up some thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
playing in cover bands my entire life, and then getting into Shooting Star. I was the lead singer of Shooting Star from 2007 to 2010. And it was a transition going from a band that played everyone else's music to a band that played just their music.
Right.
You know, and it made an impact on me when I was in Shooting Star. But no, in hindsight, looking at it from that perspective, no, I didn't feel like I was in a cover band because you're playing that band's music.
Right.
And, you know, then finally, you know, doing a couple of recordings, original recordings with Shooting Star and a couple of outside projects that I did with Shooting Star. But, you know, now in Kansas, on the cusp of working on an original album, new album with Kansas, it's a series of different feelings, you know, to always play in a cover band, to get into an original band like Shooting Star where you're playing all that music, but never really put out a full album or CD of material. But now to be in Kansas and actually be in the process of writing that new CD right now, it gives you a different feeling. It gives me a different feeling anyway. You know, it's...
Oh, it has
to. I don't feel like I'm in a cover band anymore. I feel like I'm in a working one identity band.
That's great. And so you guys are set to record the band's 15th studio album. And it's the first one with yourself on lead vocals. I mean, like you said, it's got to be exciting to record brand new material as the lead singer. Do you find yourself more deeply involved emotionally in tunes that you're a part of creating versus songs from the band's past?
Oh, absolutely. But even singing the songs, you know, I get into the emotional aspect of, you know what, if you're an emotional person, or, you know, singers are emotional personalities.
Mm-hmm.
And to really get into the character of the song, you have to get into that emotion. And, you know, when you're writing, writing is bringing out something from within you. So you do have a deep connection with what develops.
Absolutely. I think it takes that sensitivity to write that kind of music.
It does. I've always said the Kansas fan is the intense listener, an educated listener, an intense listener, because the music is just so dynamic and so in-depth, you know.
You have to pay attention.
Yeah. You know, and I understand that it's not palatable to some people, but on the other hand, you know, there's fans like myself that just have a real close relationship with that music because, you know, it takes an extra special, you know, talent to do that type of music.
Well, that's what I love. You're bringing the aspect of a fan to the band. I mean, it's like it's got to be a whole new energy for those guys, you know, for the original guys too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Then, boy, Rich and Phil.
Yeah.
Talk about a couple of road warriors, right?
Oh, yeah. If you guys are still doing 100 shows in a year, I mean, it's pretty amazing.
It really is. I got to hand it to them. But it's what they know. It's what they love.
Well, speaking of road warrior, I mean, you used to be a truck driver, right?
Yeah.
So what's it like?
Nothing like driving an 18-wheeler around the streets of Chicago.
Oh, man. I'm sure. It's got to be fun to, you know, be on the road and not being the one that's having to drive everywhere.
Yeah, well, when I was driving, I always said I had the best job in the world in the summertime and the worst job in the world in the winter.
Oh, sure.
Chicago winters.
Oh
boy.
Brutal, I'm sure.
It's still very prevalent in my mind, driving to work in the morning and seeing 20 below zero. Not wind chill, 20 below zero.
Ouch. That'll keep you motivated.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Dad, I can't feel my hands.
All right. Sorry to bring that up.
No, it's fine.
So speaking of the new songs, have you written or co-written any of the new songs?
Yes, it's collaborative effort all across the board.
That's great.
And we started scratching the surface back in June. We went into the studio in Atlanta and knocked out one song just to get our feet wet and develop that continuity in the studio of everybody putting in, everyone throwing in their own 2 cents, for that matter.
So they're not treating you like the new guy, like they're giving you...
Not at all.
That's great.
I mean, talk about making you feel at home, you know, making you feel like part of the band. You know, you would think that, you know, Phil and Rich being, you know, the senior members pretty much dominating the writing process, but not at all. I mean, we're all just really respectful and eager to hear each other's ideas.
And you feel comfortable sharing those yourself?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's great.
Absolutely. You know, hey, what do I got to lose? I'll throw my 2 cents in the pot.
That's true.
If you throw it against the wall and it sticks, why not?
There you go. You got to give it a try at least.
Right.
That's what I've learned too. Yeah, absolutely. You're probably sick of this question, but how did you actually get the job?
First of all, never sick of the question, because it's just such a, it's such a exciting, surreal, quick event.
Right.
And I just came home from work one day, and a friend of mine, who happens to be Dennis DeYoung's niece, Dina, gave me a text message, and she said, "Have you seen this?" And it was Steve Walsh's press release announcing his retirement. And I immediately sent Rich, I was friends with Rich on Facebook, sent Rich a message, and Rich, Ronnie Platt, you know, formerly of Shooting Star, give me some consideration. And that's really all I wrote. And Richard, God, was it a couple hours? He called me back, and I talked to him, and I talked to Phil the next morning, which was a Friday. They flew me to Atlanta on Monday, and Tuesday I got an email from Phil. Congratulations, you got the job.
No way.
Pumped. Talk about fast.
That is really fast.
You know, I mean, talk about achieving total consciousness really quick.
Really, really quick. You don't hear that. You just don't hear that.
No. It's like...
You hear like months at a time, people are waiting, and not, you know, less than a week.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you think about, you know, some of the legalities and, you know, back and forth and negotiating. And when I went down to meet with Phil and Rich, they stressed to me, they said, "We're not having you come down to sing. We know you could sing your butt off. We're just having you down to see if you would fit in with the band, see if you're a good guy." And
oh, that's cool.
We talked business for about 10 minutes, and the next 2.5 hours was just telling stories and laughing and having a good time. And
just shooting the breeze.
I mean, it was, you know, it's like sitting with a couple of brothers more than it was, you know.
That's so cool.
Sitting with potential bosses.
Yeah. So, I mean, they've been around long enough to know that you guys need to click. You guys need to get along on the road and, you know, be like brothers. You know, that's what it is being in a band. Obviously, you need to have the chops and all that, but it's really cool they put that much emphasis on, you know, you guys getting along.
Yeah, and good thing, too. You know, I mean, it's in the musical world, there's some unique personalities out there.
Good way to put
say
it.
Say the least. So, yeah. You know, and they said themselves, you know, they couldn't, you know, they couldn't imagine having a guy from England, you know,
right,
fronting a band that was from Topeka, Kansas.
Yeah, it wouldn't work.
They wanted a Midwestern guy.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
So
cool. So have you played United Wireless Arena before?
No, I have not.
I think you'll really like the venue. It's an arena, but it's a smaller scale, so it's kind of, it feels intimate in a way.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm speaking with Ronnie Platt, lead singer and keyboardist of Kansas, who will be performing Saturday, October 3rd at the United Wireless Arena in Dodge City. So as a fan in the audience, what can I expect at a Kansas show these days?
An intense, full-throttle show. A diverse show. You know, sure, Dust in the Wind is a more subtle song, but full of emotion, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
Then we just kick in the intensity, you know?
Nice.
It's energy from a Kansas show you haven't seen in a while. And also songs. Deep cut songs that you haven't heard.
That's what I was wondering, yeah.
Kansas, or might have never heard.
Very cool.
Kansas show before, and me being the prog rocker that I am, I love those deep cuts.
You're pushing for those a little bit.
Yeah.
Nice. Do you approach shows in the state of Kansas any different? Is there anything special?
You know, when the name of your band is Kansas and you're playing in Kansas, there is an extra intensity.
Yeah.
You know, we did play the Ameristar not too long ago, and Robbie came up on stage with us for a couple songs, and Carrie came up and played the lead to Hold On. You know,
oh, cool.
I mean, talk about a surreal event for me, you know.
I'd say,
to be singing Hold On and look over and see Carrie Livgren holding a guitar next to me. I mean, it's just...
That's amazing.
It doesn't get much better than that.
Right, right.
So, it's always an extra special thing when Kansas is in Kansas. Not taken away from any of the other shows. Every time we walk on stage, the only thing that's on my mind is delivering the best show I can.
In the moment. Beautiful.
I hope the audience can feel that from me.
Well, Ronnie, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Oh, what a pleasure.
You know, I got to say congratulations for everything. And
are you going to be at the Wireless Arena?
Oh, I'll be there.
Well, I'm looking forward to meeting you then.
You're definitely an inspiration. It's never too late to achieve your dreams.
52 years old, and I became the lead singer of Kansas. Never give up.
Beautifully said. I love it. I love it. Mr. Ronnie Platt, thank you so much.
Ryan, thank you so much. Have a great day. Was it you?